You have questions. Find your answers at starspsychics.com.
Hello, I'm Natalie, owner of starspsychics.com. I am dedicated to providing affordable access to spiritual advisors. Here are two satisfied clients who will tell you what it's like to work with me.
Quoting Jackie.
It's a comfortable site. Everybody is so friendly. They treat you like family.
Barb added this about Natalie.
She's a kind and caring person who gives accurate readings.
You have questions? Find your answers today at starspsychics.com. That's stars with a Z, psychics.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Natalie, also known as Starscast. I'm waiting for my guest to arrive. He's calling in from Scotland. And, you know, I mean, he's on paid Skype, but, you know, sometimes there's issues that go on. And anyway, so you get to hear my voice for a little while. Wait till you listen to him. He has done so much. I mean, he's an archaeologist, a museum curator. I don't think I've ever had anybody on my show who has these great credentials. Anyway, so let's talk a little bit about stars with a Z, psychics.com. Of course, we've got 10 minutes for $10. I think I'm going to be incorporating a special, adding some free minutes, and you'll have to watch for those. My magazine, I've got, you know, mysticlivingtoday.com is, oh my goodness, it started it in 1999, believe it or not. Can you imagine that? And anyways, I'm collecting all the beautiful stuff from all the publicists, all the authors, lots of poetry, lots of excerpts, lots of articles, lots of things that some new people contributing. Usually I don't get it. Yeah, we still have time. We have about maybe 7 days before I start it, but I give people a lot of room. I always let them know about the 20th of the month previous to the issue going up, so I have plenty of time. And you'll hear the little birds back here. I have a parakeet and an echolectus, and they're covered up, but who knows, they might be talking too. But anyways, so I hope everybody's doing good, being safe, wearing your masks. I know it's such a thing that people don't, you know, my son was at Disney World, and he said it was the safest place to be. There was hardly anybody there. He said, I bet you I wasn't even 20 feet next to people. So that's pretty good right there. And so, you know, he was there and had a good time, was mostly by the pool. A lot of stuff wasn't open, but I think they did what's called a soft opening. So to make it safe, to see if things were going to work, you know, because that's what you have to do, and that's the only way you can make a business fly is if you do that. So he did that, and of course I have all the pets, so I always say I have kind of like a little barn here. I have sugar gliders, a cat, and two birds. But, you know, I juggle it all. The sugar gliders are really sweet. If you don't know what they are, go look them up on Google. Friendly, yeah. I feed them at night, you know, because they're the night ones. They like to be... they're nocturnal, so they like to be awake at night, and they know when I come in. I set them up, and they go coming down from their little – my son's got these little bags that they sleep in. It's the cutest thing. But anyways, I'm hoping this gentleman comes. I'm hoping he's not having – I just wrote to him, so let's see if he's going to have any issues. Oh, I'm so hoping not, because you're going to love listening to him. He we did a test yesterday to make sure that it worked, Skype worked, but he could be having issues on his end. And, you know, things happen, emergencies. And, you know, before I've had to cancel a show because somebody couldn't make it, and it's not the end of the world. We have to adjust for people. We all have things that we have to do or come up last minute, and so we take care of that. I'm trying to think what else is going on here. I'm in South Carolina. It is super hot, super hot. You know, everything is blooming, and I just set up my little hummingbird feeders. That's a little late. You should really be doing them, like, in June. There's two of them. So I think I saw one today. It says it takes about a week for them to discover the red. You know, they're attracted to red. I may have to get a little plant or something because they like flowers around the feeders. So I have one in a tree and one on a shepherd's pole. Really cool. So that's what's going on with me. I'm trying to think. Let me see here if there's anything else going. I've got some good people coming up the next. Okay, hold on. Who doesn't want to connect, he says, I'll keep trying. Okay, we're here, so we're going to wait, right? Anyways, he just sent me an email. I mean, he's so, you know, people are just so great. And I have been talking to people all over the world. Well, everybody knows that. I have somebody that's, she's a Maharani. She's going to be, she's in Spain. That's coming up. I'm trying to think what other people. I've got a man who actually went under a train and survived. Can you imagine that one? Yeah, under a train. That's David Ditchfield. And I just have a ton of people. I am booked, believe it or not, booked. There's September, there's October until November. Can you imagine that? November. And that's only the last 3 weeks of November that I have left. I get a lot of people from John Hunt Publishing. That's where... and his name in English is Peter, but it's not. It's, I got to try to say this. Piat is his name. Piat Bienkowski. And he has a book called Where Airy Voices Lead. Talks about mortality. And, I just want to find out how he got into all of this, you know, archaeology. And, you know, I'm a fan of, like planet Earth and all of that, and when they have anything, you know, on Egypt or any place, I watch, and, you know, they use these little brushes. Oh, I got so many questions to ask him. So he said, I've been trying to call several times for the last 5 minutes, but doesn't want to connect, and I don't know why. I hope he's calling the right number. He must be, because he did this yesterday, and he's very intelligent, so I'm sure. So we'll just sit here and we'll wait. I mean, we have until probably like 2 o'clock my time, and he's 5 hours ahead, so it's actually, 6 o'clock his time. So, but he's a history buff. I'm telling you everything about him before he even comes on. And we had a nice quick little chat yesterday. And he's easy to understand. You know, sometimes I have guests on, and you have to really kind of fine-tune your hearing. I mean, it's not, you have to say, well, how are they pronouncing that? I don't know. I don't know if he's going to want me to call him Peter or Piat is his name. So he told me it yesterday, and so what I did today, this is what Google does. I went, I did a search, and I wanted to know how to pronounce his first name, and this guy comes on, and that's actually his name, and he shows you, you know, the R, it's actually P-I-O-T-R. The R is silent. And so you would never know it. I mean, you would never. So, you know, I figured it out. He kept saying it over and over and over again. And he finally said, I hope everybody has it. I'm saying, well, if I don't, then I don't, right? But I'm trying to think who else is coming on. We have David Ditchfield coming up. We have Patty Ashley, I have Dr. Devon James, I have Vincent Jenna, I have Terry Ann coming in September. I have Colm Holland, he's going to be an early show. The Maharani is going to be September 9th, and she's another early show because she's in Spain. I have somebody coming from France during that month. It's amazing, isn't it? Oh, I love it. I'm international. Did you know that? And Rebecca Thompson and Jonathan Hammond. Oh my goodness, this just goes on and on and on and on, and it's wonderful. It really is wonderful. So let's see if he's going to be able to get on. If not, we'll just have to reschedule him, because you probably don't want to hear me, but you're hearing me anyways, right? My wonderful voice. You know, and I love doing shows this early too. I don't know if I've ever said, I'm sure I've said that. Usually they're at 8 o'clock. Eastern time, and I don't mind it at all having it in the afternoon. It gives me the rest of the day, and I'm working on some stuff, you know, getting everything lined up for the magazine, because it's a big issue. Everyone is a big issue, and I have to go and gather images. I have to make sure that they all fit in nice, but you should go to mysticlivingtoday.com. You're going to really enjoy this last issue. The July issue is really a good one. And, of course, this August one is going to be wonderful. So, you know, he might not be able to connect, and I don't know why, because he's got paid Skype. So we'll see. We'll give it a little bit more time. It rang, but there was no answer on your end. It says, wait a minute, number is unavailable. Well, that's not right. Okay, it's still not connecting. Okay, hold on a minute. Let me make sure he's doing the right number here. Okay. Because that, you know, one number off and it's wrong, right? Okay. Hold on, bear with me here while I send him this number. Says it wasn't available. I'm there. I'm listed as on. The show is running. Oh, mistakes happen, right? Let's see if he does this right this time. I'd sing you a song, but I don't have a good voice. Tomorrow, I think I told everybody every year I read for my granddaughter because she loves to hear me read. Well, it's not like I talk. I mean, if I'm doing a dialogue, you know, I raise it or I lower it. Sometimes I ad lib, make her laugh, because some of these books that they have to read, oh, my God, this last year's one was, at first it started off to be pretty boring, and then her and I, it was like almost like a crime thing. You had to figure out who did what or who didn't do what, and we figured it out before the end of the book, her and I, and it took me 2 days to read this book, so I don't know, but tomorrow I believe she's going to come over, and I'm going to read again. And looks like she's going to be doing her schooling from home. They have a choice to do online or go right to the school. And she opted to stay home. She did really well. She's going into the 11th grade, and she did super well, all A's. And just, you know, some kids can really work at home. And the little ones, like those are the ones that really need the interaction with the little kids, and they need to, you know, mingle with them, learn about what it's like, because some of them, like the real small ones, like 6-7-year-olds, if they're not around little kids, they don't know really what it's like. You know, you got to interact with them, you got to paint, you got to color, put things together. I can remember, and believe it or not, going to kindergarten, and I remember the blocks of toys. They were like wood blocks, right? Well, I remember that, and I remember the crayons were not Crayola crayons. They were the big, thick ones, and I don't know if people listening know what they were like. They were really big, you know, and I had a friend. She's since passed. Every year she'd get me Crayola commemoratives. I have a ton of them in these little containers. Some of them are little wooden boxes, and you remember how they used to come in tins? I have all that. Because she knew I never had Crayola crayons when I was a little girl. Isn't that strange? But it's true. I didn't. So I have those all put away, and, you know, they don't ever melt. That's the thing about Crayola crayons. So anyways, kindergarten, kids in the little grade school, you know, 1, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, they really should be in school if they can, but oh, gosh. But the choice here in South Carolina or in Beaufort County, which is where we are, is they can do either or. They don't have to go. They can just do it, you know, from home. And that's what she's opted to do. And, you know, in a way, I'm kind of glad. So that's the deal there. Let's see if I got another one from him. No email. I don't know what we're going to do here. I'm sure you're getting tired of hearing me. But we have 90 minutes, so whenever he comes, he gets here. And we all know that I can talk a lot. At least I can keep everybody busy. That's for sure. And my stars, I'd like everybody to go there and take a look at it. It would make me feel really good. You know, when you have a site like that, it's kind of in the way the world is. Everybody's watching their money, and that's the tough part. We're okay. You know, I'm holding really firm. I've been doing this for many, many years. And I know, you know, it's kind of like the entertainment field. You're the last ones on that totem pole that people care about. So you just have to hang tough. And everybody needs to hang tough. That's the deal. I wonder why he's not able to call in. This is strange. He didn't have trouble yesterday. It just says your number, and it's the same one I rang yesterday. He says he's sorry. Okay, so, well, I guess we won't have a show. We're going to have to figure this out. But anyways, thank you for tuning in and listening to me. He's been trying for 20 minutes, and I really don't know what is wrong and why this is not connecting, because I am on. So I will see everybody next week, and I'll reschedule him for another time. And be safe, be careful, wear your masks, and be cognizant of everybody else. You know, we have to wear masks in grocery stores right now and everything, and just do your very, very best, or stay home like I do. But I work from home, so it's really easy. And with that, I'm going to end the show, and I'm going to end it like I always do, and that is, believe in things you cannot see. They really are there. Bye-bye.